everybody. It is Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, and we are the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And this podcast is for you, friend. We're going to dive into the skills, mindset, and systems you need to build a successful social media presence, and it supports your business goals. All right, and I am Melanie Mitro, one of the co-hosts, and I have left my full-time career in early intervention to be a stay-at-home mom, and seriously craving something more. All right, and I'm Katie. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. I absolutely love all things storytelling, and I was a teacher who truly just wanted to get the groceries paid for. Never in a million years did I see what would happen with this business. Oh my gosh, and here we are, 10 years later, and we have built multi-million dollar businesses from our laptop, from our kitchen tables, basically anywhere that you have Wi-Fi. And the cool part is now we get to teach other people how to do the same. So just two female entrepreneurs who are wives, moms, and we're also besties who want to take you on the journey right alongside us to help you build a business that you love and a life that you desire. All right, so come on in, check out today's episode. Well, hey everybody, it is Melanie and Katie of the Make She Cap'n podcast, and we're back with another episode. And I feel like we've been on a roll the past few weeks with customer service and how to grow like a healthy, well-rounded business. And today we're going to take a deeper dive into how to truly create an awesome customer service experience, because at the end of the day, that can kind of make or break the success of your business.
Yeah.
It can be exhausting to constantly feel like you have this revolving door of people that are coming in and out. And so we want to talk about it. We want to actually share our best practices for creating a really healthy customer experience.
Okay. So I'm just going to be honest and say that when we recorded the episode about proficiency, I was like, this is so Melanie's jam. And I was like, oh, this is just not like my favorite topic.
Yeah.
But we did make it a really great episode.
It was so
much fun.
So good.
There was like lots of great nuggets in there. But today's episode, Melanie's kind of doing the same thing that I did to her. And today our podcast is all about customer service. Mm-hmm. And I just love this topic because I feel as though I was so bad at it when I first started in direct sales.
And why do you feel like you were bad at it?
Let me explain why.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. It is Melanie Mitro. And I just want to interrupt today's episode because I have something really exciting to share with you that I need to get out right now. Okay. So one of the things that Katie and I absolutely love is we love teaching people how to leverage social media to build their business, right? It is our passion. It's our love. Katie loves teaching people storytelling and strategy, and she's totally gifted at helping people identify their niche and their ideal target audience and creating all of the back end marketing. And I love systems and strategy. I love the bold social media content and teaching people how to get more followers and how to grow an authentic community and how to serve people and how to invite and ask for the sale at the right time. And so when we started Chic Influencer in 2019 was when we launched it. It's hard to believe it was that long ago. You know, our very first service that we launched with was the Chic Influencer community, because we knew that we wanted to give women in direct sales a place where they could come, they could ask questions, they could learn more about our best practices for social media. We could teach them how to create monthly marketing calendars and plan their content. And so we opened up the Chic Influencer community, and we don't open up enrollment all the time. And so it's been closed for a little while, and it is back open again. It is one of our favorite services that we have here at Chic Influencer. It is the OG of support systems. It is our Chic Influencer community. We have a monthly membership that allows you to get direct access to Katie, myself, and our Chic Influencer team. We have a social media marketing expert, a strategist, an operations manager, and together we bring you monthly trainings that are going to help you build a strong and thriving business using Facebook and Instagram platforms. If you are looking for more skills and knowledge and tools in how to grow your business online, you need to be a part of our monthly membership. And we're doing something really amazing. We are running a special and promotion. So for the next 90 days, you can save $5 a month on your Chic Influencer community membership when you sign up now. All right. When you sign up, again, access to monthly trainings, access to the recordings, monthly free downloadable resources, a planning session with Katie and I live every single month. You guys, this is where it is happening. If you are in direct sales and you need help with your online marketing, you've got to be a part of the mentorship experience. All right. I hope to see you guys inside. We will drop it in the show notes. The Chic Influencer community is open and all month long. In September, we're going to be talking about Instagram Reels and how to use them, how to leverage them to build your business. This is where it's at. All right. I'll see you guys inside and I hope you have a great day.
When I was really building the foundation of my direct sales business, a big emphasis of the direct sales company we were a part of was on new orders, okay. Even how they rewarded you in the company. So I was so laser focused on every single month, I need to bring in 3 new customers or 5 new customers. And I knew that that was the goal. And so that's all I really focused on. That's all I really thought about. Mm. And so while I was thinking about that and while I was growing that, I noticed that people kept falling off. There was supposed to be a lifespan to a customer and my customers weren't ever hitting that lifespan. And I realized that I was missing so much opportunity to actually increase my income through the work that I had already done.
Yeah.
And I want to just put a little bit of emphasis on this, that if you are in the direct sales space and you do know that your company rewards for first-time sales, I want you to ask yourself, do I focus on retention?
Yeah.
Do I focus on not just customer service, but the longevity of a customer? Because I feel like there's so much money that's left out on the table because we're not even thinking about those things. So I'm going to give you a couple facts that I was actually doing a little research before this podcast. Okay. And I'm going to give you a couple of stats. These are updated stats. The number one fact that I want to give you is that 49% of consumers of direct sales offerings have left a brand or a company in the past year due to poor customer experience.
Wow.
Almost half. Almost 50% of people have left because of bad customer service. The second stat I want to give to you is that 60% of consumers report that they will become repeat buyers after a personalized purchasing experience.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty incredible when you think about that 60% of people that are just going to continue to purchase from you, that you don't actually have to go out and try to quote unquote sell to.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have, remember we talked about conversations and the work and emphasis you have to have into having a really great quality conversation with someone. Sure. So today, the first thing that I want to mention is that your first time sales, they matter because they bring people in the door.
Yes, they do.
And that, of course, is important. We have to have confidence to talk to people, but we don't want to miss out on income because we aren't focused on client satisfaction. And so that's our conversation today. Okay. That's what we're really going to be diving into.
All right.
So now that I've given you the overview of it, I've talked about how awkward I was at the very beginning when I was like, just first time sales. And I was like, oh, my company, it's so awesome. I bleed the Beachbody Blue is what I was a part of. So now what I want to do is I want to look back and I want to go, okay, how did I make the shift? How did I go from being really excited for first-time clients into really excited to see repeat customers? So the first thing that I want to do is I want you to think, what is the high quality experience I want for my client? And this is going to be some brainstorming.
Okay. Okay.
So we want to ask ourselves, what does it look like to work with me?
Yeah. Okay. So when you think about that, when you think about what is it like to, I want you to think about not just what everybody in the company is doing. Like, does everybody have a customer group, a VIP group, a newsletter, right, that they send out to their customers? But like, what's going to be the experience? And this kind of goes back to your unique style of doing things. So I will tell you that it doesn't matter what business I own, this is going to be the customer experience you would get from me, right? It's going to be systematic, right? It is going to be detailed. It is going to be a step-by-step process for achieving your most glowing and youthful skin, step-by-step process for achieving your health and wellness goals, a step-by-step process for building your business. So when people come in to anything that I offer, that's what they're going to get. Mm. Somebody else might say, when you become a part of my, when you're a customer of mine, it is going to be fun. There are going to be prizes. There are going to be competitions. There are going to be rewards and shout outs and free gifts. So think about, what is it going to
feel like when somebody comes in the doors to do business with you? I love that. Like number one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? How you want them to feel.
Yes.
All right. So then you want to ask yourself, in the industry, what is something that I can offer to my customers that maybe the company doesn't offer, mm-hmm. or maybe other people in the industry don't offer? So for example, when I was building my business, a big part of what we did was fitness and nutrition. And so what I did as a slight edge was everybody who came in, and this was well before the days of the interactive nutrition plan that they have on our system. What it was, I created, you did this too. Yeah. I created these templates of what I was eating for the week. And it was like a personal meal plan. And every single week, my customers got in their inbox exactly what meals they could eat for the week to maximize their potential with weight loss. And every single one of them got a grocery list when they worked with me. Yeah. And every single one of them got a welcome packet from me. So when you look at what you offer, you want to say to yourself, okay, what am I maybe known for? How can I personalize the experience when somebody comes into the door? So that's another thing that you want to think about. And then I want you to also say to yourself, what's the feedback that I've already gotten from the experience that I offer? And I don't want to just look at you selling a product, you having a service. It is an experience when somebody works with you. And so what feedback have you gotten so far? Yeah. And that might be about the products. That could also be about the service, but it could be about working with you. Yeah. How can you use that feedback to serve it back to the people that you are going to be working with as well?
And then what do you want to be known for? So, you know, one of the things that in the health and wellness space, as we kind of use that as an example, I was really known for the kid-tested, husband-approved recipes. I would always do the Friday cocktails, like the cleaned-up cocktails. Like that is really something that people knew me for. And even today in the health and wellness space, it has a lot to do with my anti-inflammatory journey. So it may be that I sell health and wellness products, but really you come to me because you want to know how I healed my inflammation, my chronic fatigue, right? Yeah. So that's something that kind of sets you apart from the rest. You want to have that thing that it's like that differentiator, right? It's not just that we all sell the same eye cream, but it's like the way that we, the angle that we come at it from, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last key of the brainstorming, really like thinking about what that high quality experience is going to look like, is to actually map it out from start to finish.
Yep.
From the minute somebody orders, what do they get? How does that, how does the conversation look to when the product or the service arrives at their doorstep? Is there anything extra that you're going to do, or are you working with them while they're using the product or the service? So you want to map out what you want that experience to look like. And part of mapping that out is accountability for yourself, but also to marketing, like explaining to people that it isn't just a product that they're getting from you. They're getting an experience when they work for you as well.
And we used to do this so well. Like we would incorporate this into marketing, and we would have these Instagram story set slides that would say, you know, open for enrollment. We would have whatever group we were doing, and we would talk about the features and benefits that we brought to the table. Like you're going to get weekly meal plans delivered to your inbox with a grocery list. You're going to get weekly Monday mindset videos. Yeah. You're going to get kid-tested, husband-approved recipes. And so we really talked that up. Then it became not so much the product they were purchasing, but the experience that we were promising.
Right.
Right?
I love it.
Okay.
So let's talk about number two.
Okay.
And so once you have created your kind of your roadmap of what the customer experience is going to look like, number two is that you anticipate the customer experience. Okay. So I'm going to give an example of what I mean by this. You want to think to yourself one step ahead of what they're about to experience through your product or your service. And that means you know your product so well that you know what the anticipated problems might be. And let me give you an example. When I was in the direct sales space, I sold a shake, and that shake was a nutrient-dense shake, which also meant that a lot of the people that I worked with, when they first started taking this shake, they experienced a lot of just like discomfort because they really weren't used to having that many vitamins and nutrients in one sitting. And almost every single client I came to had some type of experience with the shake.
Yeah.
whether positive or negative right away, but I took that feedback that I had suggested to you and I actually went to what I already knew the customer was going to experience. And so what I created was I created almost like a guide for what you will experience the first few days of starting to consume the shake.
Yeah.
And then it went into, you know, what to anticipate within the first month of taking the shake. And then I did a little bit extra and I would actually message them or I would email them and I would say, what do you think of the shake so far? And they were very honest versus me just assuming they love it when yeah. maybe they are having digestive issues. But I also understood that that was very normal. And I talked about what to do if you are having that as an issue and was able to troubleshoot it with them. So because I was able to anticipate the coming objection or the coming issue or concern or possible problem that the client might have or struggle that they might have with it, I was also able to have a very authentic conversation, which meant that they would likely stay on the product longer. So we want to make sure that we're anticipating any problems that we might have and actually just address them head on.
For sure. Yep. And then you can even, like even something that I thought of while you were explaining that was even going into your calendar or your phone reminders and saying, okay, at day 15, I know that this might be what they're experiencing because I went through it and I'm going to send a message, right? So it's even setting a reminder, send this specific mm-hmm. customer a message, check in with them at day 30, check in with them. So even that, like that personal touch too, kind of anticipating where people might get stuck along the way, right? Even people would do like the Monday through Friday. Like I drink my shake Monday through Friday, but on the weekend, the wheels come off. So it's like, okay, I know that happens.
Yep.
So I want to talk about consistency and eating like it's a weekday, even on the weekends
right?
Okay, yeah. Cool. Love all of that.
All right. So let's go with number three. So we know number one was we're creating a high quality experience from start to finish. Number two, we know our customer, our consumer, and what the anticipated problems are going to be. But number three is we want to start creating a long-term plan for our client. Yep. From start to finish, what we anticipate from the beginning when we work with them into they are highly satisfied clients. Yes. And so what that means is we want to think about how our client begins to really start to love the product so that they stay on it longer. There's a couple of things that I do. Instead of looking at it as a one-time offer, I really say, how am I going to keep this client on the product for as long as possible, but also get them to be such a lover of what this company is and what I do for them that they have I have no doubt that they're going to begin to preach it. They're going to begin to share it as well. Right. So what I do is I create a referral program to invite them to share the opportunity with other people or share the product with other people. So for example, if I know that somebody is already happy or they're already satisfied, I am going to ask them if they have any friends or family who may be interested. Likewise, if I am part of an organization that hosts parties, this is going to be a great opportunity for me to ask a customer if they'd be interested in hosting a party as well.
Yep.
And I do feel like after they have a little bit of love for the product like I do, it becomes more natural for them to share it.
Yeah.
And it also becomes less forced for you to go out and just kind of like cold say, hey, you want to host a party now? Like, or you want to do this? It feels more natural because they already love it.
Right.
I also say to myself, okay, are there upshare opportunities? And upshare is similar to upsell, but sharing is more about knowing that it is going to be beneficial for them. So for example, in the company that I was a part of, I know that I was selling shakes, but I knew there were a lot of other items that I could endorse that I felt would really complement what they were already taking. But I wanted them to get their footing and build that trust with me and see that they were seeing results with the shake and with my coaching and with the fitness before I went and sold them something else.
Right.
So this is a really great opportunity to say, okay, before their next order might ship or before, you know, another product comes out, I am going to see what can I upshare for the experience that they're already having as well.
Yeah.
And so I don't just look at a customer as a one time. I look at the customer and I go, how can I continue to serve them through the products and the services that are offered through the company. Yes. So I'm thinking always of my customers' needs and what I have to actually serve them well.
Yeah. And even something that I would do is I knew my customer, I would always pay attention to the back office, right? So you always can look to say, okay, this customer ordered on or about the 10th of July. So I'm going to make sure on the 5th of August, I go in and I message my customer and give them a heads up, hey, Sarah, your order is scheduled to ship on or about the 10th of August. If you want to make any modifications, if you'd like to try a new flavor, if you'd like to switch to packets, I know you're getting ready to go on vacation and it's way easier to just throw packets in your suitcase than traveling with the entire bag or a baggie with your scoop in it. And so if you reach out and say, here's some options, here's a good time, it goes a long way because people are like, oh yeah, I did want to change my flavor, or oh yeah, I did want to switch to packets because I am going to be doing more traveling. Or if they say, I think I want to try something different, like I'm overstocked, you can introduce them to other products. But that customer service of, I wanted to let you know your order's coming due, that makes a big difference. It's like, oh wow, she remembered me. It's that extra little touch that makes them the trust factor actually goes up in that situation.
I agree. Yeah. Which leads us to number four, which we really did kind of cover in all of the other examples. And that is, am I doing the little extras?
Yeah.
And little extras are something that they aren't necessarily going to be assumed that the client is going to know that this is coming. But little extras really do add that personal touch to the experience of working with you.
Yeah.
And I remember this was not too long ago. I was a new client to a non-toxic skincare and it was network marketing and the company was really great. And the woman who sold me the product, she really did a great job of giving excellent customer service. Okay. She walked me through exactly, what order would be best for me. She had confidence in the conversation that we were having.
Yeah.
And about a week after the product arrived, I got another package from her in the mail. And I was like, oh boy, I didn't order anything. I hope that I didn't mess something up. So it was a little bit of a surprise at first. And inside the box was a handwritten note that said, hey, I wanted to just send you something a little extra that I thought would really be a great compliment to what you're already using. And it was a sample charcoal soap, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
And she didn't just give me like a 1 day supply. She gave me a 1 week supply, which was really smart because number one, I think sometimes like a one-time supply doesn't really showcase exactly what a product does, but I was able to use that product for an entire week.
Okay.
She also wrote a note that said how to actually use it with the other products that I had purchased from her as well. Mm-hmm. And just that little note that said, I really appreciate that you purchased from me. Thank you so much. And here's something for you. And what that said to me was, wow, like she remembered like what my skincare routine, some of my current concerns were, and she actually picked a product that she thought would complement what I had ordered.
Yeah.
And not only did she not give me like a simple sample packet, she sent a personal note and she actually gave me a 1 week supply of it, which is pretty incredible. Now, in your circumstance, you might not be able to give someone an actual product, but you may be able to send them something like a meal plan tailored to what their own nutritional needs are. Or you may be able to give someone a sample of something that's a downloadable, or you may be able to send someone an email that has a couple other little tips and tricks or YouTube videos that you have found effective as well to really help someone see the full effect of what the order is that they placed or the product that they are actually using.
Well, hey everyone, it is Katie here, and I am interrupting this episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast because I want to address head on one of the most common questions that Melanie and I get, and that is, what does your daily routine look like? And we get asked everything from what books are you reading? What supplements are you taking? What workout are you currently doing? And I get it because success does leave clues, right? But here's the thing. Melanie and I have been on a journey when it comes to our health for over 10 years, and we have learned a lot from our bad habits to our good habits to things that we don't even know below below the surface are really happening. And because we both firmly believe that the most important relationship you can ever have is the one you have with your own body. I mean, really, your body is your bestie for the restie, right? It's always on your side. It's fighting battles you don't even know exist. And because of that, I think it's time to ask some questions head on. And those uncomfortable questions are, what am I doing to better take care of myself? What am I doing to ensure I am at peak performance, whether it's in the gym or in my business? And how am I showing up for my body every single day and fighting for it? How am I showing my body that I am on its side? And part of the routine that we have every single day is AG1. Now listen, AG1 has been a legit game changer for us. It's an all-in-one daily drink with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients with prebiotics and probiotics that help increase and enhance nutrient absorption. And it's almost like looking at it as if it's nutritional insurance for you don't know what life's going to throw at you. And we don't miss a day ever. And because we want you to take better care of you, we want you to be at your peak performance, we're able to share with you a special offer. On top of just AG1, you are also going to receive, when you use the link in the show notes, D3 plus K2, an entire year's supply, as well as 5 free travel packs that make AG1 super simple to take when you are on the go. And if you decide you love it just as much as we do, we can give you 20% off discount because we know that it's the best thing you can do to start your day off. So take advantage of this offer. Simply use the link in the show notes below. Back to the show.
So I want you to ask yourself, what's the little extra? How can I go above and beyond in a way where the customer doesn't expect it, but it's a very nice welcome surprise?
I love that. The little extras are so great. They really do make people go, wow, I want to continue. I want to continue to purchase because you do awesome. Okay, so let's talk about other just extras. It would be even responding to emails in a timely fashion. So, you know, we have a customer support here at Chic Influencer, and our rule of thumb is we're responding to everybody within 24 hours of them sending us a message, unless it's obviously outside of, if it's on the weekends, you know, we do give ourselves some grace. But when you're responding, and it's not, I never want people to think that they have to have all notifications and messages turned on 24/7. But knowing that when you get a response from somebody and they're like, I know, like, I've gotten your inquiry, I'm busy this evening, I'll get back to you first thing in the morning. Or when somebody responds and says, I got your inquiry, here, I'll help you. Not 7 days later, right? At that point, somebody's already thinking, I'm gonna return, I'm gonna cancel, what the heck, it's 7 days later. But really responding within the next business day to somebody, that's good customer service.
Yeah.
It's helping, making sure, like, they know you're responsive, you care about your people, and you're actively involved in the business.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's super helpful. And it's just following up, follow through, follow up. So when a new customer does order, or, you know, you do solve a problem for a customer, it's in like 3 or 5 days, actually reaching back out and saying, hey, you know, how did your next shake go? Or did you get your order in the mail? Or how are you liking that new product flavor that you tried? It's just that, like, I know there was an issue, I helped you solve it, and now I want to check back in to see, you know, I want to see how you're doing. And as your business grows, I get that this can be a lot to manage, but that's really where I go back to systems, because systems are important.
Sure.
So just a couple of things. I managed all of this early on paper and pencil, and just reminders on my computer, right? My Google Calendar, I would set reminders like, Sarah placed her order on the 5th. Make sure you follow up with her on the 15th. Like, I would just go in and do reminders, because then it would email me on the day it was due. There are other things you can do. There are great software systems like Google Streak where you can input customers and you can set reminders. So it can be paper and pencil. You can set up some automations, but this is really where we want to challenge you to create this excellent customer experience. And how are you going to manage that so you don't feel like you just are, you like never know what you're doing, right? There is a system for organization. Yeah.
The last thing that I want to mention, and we did cover a lot of it, is that sometimes it doesn't go perfect.
Yeah,
and sometimes you have somebody who is unsatisfied with either the experience they get from you or the actual product. And my biggest advice for you is don't hide from it. Yes, just confront it head on and just really own your role. So if you let a customer down, own it. If a customer is unhappy with the product, you simply ask, how can I make this better? Yeah. And you own your role and then really just do your best to follow up and follow through with that customer to make sure that even if they didn't have a pleasant experience with the product or the service, that they know that you did your best to ensure customer service. Yes. And at least you ended it on a high note. So I will say that that does happen too, that there are going to be people who maybe just don't have a pleasant experience. Very normal. I think we can both think of times that we've had customers who've been less than thrilled. But I always want people to leave knowing that I tried my best when it comes to making sure that they're seeing results with the products or making sure that they are enjoying this service that was provided to them as well. And so we covered a lot today when it comes to customer service, because it is just incredibly important when it comes to your direct sales business, because the longevity of a customer is more income opportunity for you. And there's so many simple ways to make sure that your customers are really satisfied. So today, what we want you to do is with this information is to really say, all right, what is the customer experience I want my customer to have? Even if that hasn't been the case thus far, you can start anew today. So we want you to think about what that customer experience is going to look like. And just like Melanie mentioned, start putting a couple systems in place, a couple strategies in place to really make sure that you are giving somebody the best customer service experience possible. All right, you guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in today to the Make Chic Happen podcast, and we'll see you back here for next week's episode. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.